First of all, one of the things that I would really like to highlight is that as chess players, when you look at the diversity across the players, you find that the, most of the players are drawn, I mean, all the players are drawn from different parts of the country.
Right.
And all throughout this period of conflict and divisions and whatever, these players have always been together.
Wow.
And for me, I feel that this is a very positive thing,
mm-hmm.
Which could be, you know, I mean, we could generalize and say sports all over.
Right.
Brings people together.
Right. And Jada, for some people who actually think sport can only be physical, why must someone learn chess?
Well, they say that to have a beautiful body, or you have to have a beautiful mind.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And chess makes you to think. You know, with chess, you don't have to be emotional.
Mm.
And it has been found that people who play chess, there are a number of other age-related ailments or diseases that do not...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alzheimer's and
mm-hmm.
others. You know, because your mind is always working, thinking, so the cells...
Being activated all the time. Right.
The other thing, the importance of chess is that, like I said before,
mm-hmm.
it makes you to think
mm-hmm.
before you leap. So you'll be analyzing things. When you make a decision, it will be an informed decision.
Wow. So how does it help my mental and physical health, apart from probably keeping me safe from attracting some diseases?
Well, I think the physical aspect is that, let us just say that if you're having a very lazy brain, of course your body
obviously
will be.
Obviously, your body will be lazy.
Because people,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing with chess is that you spend also a lot of calories. So you know.
How do you do that?
Come on.
Because I would imagine calories come with sweating and
no,
all things.
Just take time to think.
Okay.
And try to find out how much
I'll energy, find myself sweating.
How much energy you have used.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
So thinking is not easy.
Okay.
Unless
so I'm actually recommending to you who are listening to actually have enroll yourself for a chess game today or any other time. So now, what lessons about unity and togetherness can we learn from chess?
First of all, you know, one of the things I also like about chess is that there is respect, humility. So, for example, like if you're playing a match, before you start the match, you greet each other.
Wow, okay.
And then, if you're defeated, this is where it is very, very important.
What happens?
You greet your opponent and say, good game.
So there's no taking things personally.
No, you don't have to take things personally. Because if you try to take things personally in this world, you will always
yeah,
be here.
Yeah. You may be on the losing side,
yeah.
Indeed. So now South Sudan has won the gold medal in an international chess competition. How is the momentum going to the next competition?
First of all, maybe let me just talk a little bit about the Chess Olympiad.
Right.
The Chess Olympiad brings together over 187 countries. And there are different categories according to the rating. So the categories start from category A to E. Now, what does that mean?
Mm.
It means the category A, these are the highest ranked countries. China, America, Russia.
Mm.
You know, because they have a lot of highly rated players.
Right.
Now, for us, what they usually do is when you go through the Chess Olympiad, the category that you find yourself in will depend on the average rating of your 10 top players. Or, in this case, the five players that you're fielding in the Olympiad. Because mm-hmm. you field four players plus an extra reserve player.
Right.
And our average rating was around 1,500. It's called the ELO rating, named after somebody called Elo,
mm-hmm.
who devised a way of rating the chess players. So this is considered a low rating.
Mm.
But the thing is that because we only had three players who were rated,
mm-hmm.
while we had two players who were zero rated. Now, what does that mean? It means that you have not competed in a FIDE. FIDE is the World Chess Organization tournaments.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you have not competed or in a federated tournament, you won't have a ranking or a rating.
Mm-hmm.
So when they did our average, because we had like two players who were in 2000, 2010, 2004, and then one was 1,800. So our rating brought us to be in category E. Now, category E does not mean that you're going to meet the weakest teams.
Mm.
In the first rounds, you'll be very unlucky or lucky if you were to meet a weak team, because you'll be paired against the strong teams.
Wow.
So most of the games we played, although some of them which we played against the highest ranking teams, we lost.
Mm.
But the way we lost gave us higher rating, because we didn't lose in the first 20-30 moves.
Yeah.
Most of our games reached until the end game.
Wow.
And that means our mental acumen was not that bad.
It's not as bad. Yes. Yes.
And then we came across some of the other teams.
Mm.
We won.
Right.
So overall, when the rating was done, we found ourselves out of the 35 countries in category E, we're the best.
Wow.
And that's where we're happy to have that beautiful gold medal.
Yeah. Right. So now, when is the next international tournament? And is South Sudan competing?
Actually, there are so many tournaments taking place. We have the zonals, you know, which brings together countries from the zone, Sudan, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Egypt, Ethiopia, Eritrea, and a number of other countries within this.
So are we taking part in that? In the
yes, there is an individual which is coming up in Mombasa, in Kenya, which will be in May. And currently, there are also some other national tournaments that are taking place in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the Uganda Open. There is the Kenya Open also coming up.
Mm.
And if we had the money, would be sending players so that they get rated, because these are recognized tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have other zonal tournaments, and then we have the Africa individual and team events. We have the university or the schools, and then a number of other tournaments.
Wow.
Unfortunately, people still look at chess as a leisure thing, and in order to get funding for us to send players to these tournaments, it's not easy, but we're trying our level best, and we asking any sponsors who would be, or Good Samaritans, who could come out and help us to develop our players. For example, like now, there is what is called chess in schools, and we are trying to look for ways to start
introducing it in schools. Right. Right. Jada Albert, thank you so much for your time. Just before I let you go, any other last things that I may have left out?
Always when I come to talk about chess, I bring in the gender dimension. Chess is not just a game for men.
Men dominated.
Mm-hmm. The girls who are doing very well in chess, or the women who are doing very well in chess.
Right.
And they're earning also a lot of money from chess. We want the female species. counterparts to come in and play chess.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that chess has got no age limit.
Right.
So we can start from very young to old.
To very old.
Please take a little time to play chess.
Jada Albert, thank you so much for your time.